Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you again.
Good to see you again, too.
And last week, you left us with a challenge. Why don't you remind everybody what it was?
Yes, I said start with a six-letter word beginning with L for a person who does menial jobs and errands. Add a B to the front of the word and an E to the end of the word, and you'll get a two-word phrase, 5-3, that names something you might get after a fight. Who is the person and what is the thing?
Well, I had to work backwards on this one, but eventually I figured out that you can go from lackey to black eye.
You can indeed. Very good. All right, Ian, on April 25th, 1901, New York State became the first state to require automobile license plates. From 1901 to 1903, the owner of the car made the plates, which featured their initials. In 1903, Massachusetts started requiring state-issued plates, and New York soon followed suit. So this week I've brought questions about license plates.
Cool.
First up. The motto, Live Free or Die, appears on license plates issued by the state of New Hampshire, and Taxation Without Representation is found on plates issued to residents of where?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. is correct. That was as of 2000, and President Bill Clinton used plates with that motto on his presidential limousine. While most license plates in the U.S., and around the world for that matter, are rectangular, the plates issued by the Northwest Territories in Canada have since 1970 been shaped, perhaps appropriately, like what large white mammal?
The polar bear?
Yeah, they're shaped like a polar bear. And also, Nunavut did that until 2012, and they, as of then, switched to rectangular plates themselves.
Well, I guess it's like a Kit Kat bar, like you save on metal if it's shaped like a bear.
Delaware currently issues license plates for passenger vehicles that have a six-digit number, but it reserves a plate with a much lower number for its governor. What number appears on that plate?
I'll guess one.
You're right, it is one. Plate number two is for the lieutenant governor. Plate number three is for the secretary of state. And as a bonus fact, plate number six sold at auction in 2008 for $675,000.
Why?
Capitalizing on the fact that they appeared in the middle of an appropriate 12-letter word, what state only printed the first four letters of its name on license plates celebrating the state's 200th anniversary in 1996?
Oh, Tennessee?
Tennessee is right, yes. They spelled the appropriate 12-letter word is bicentennial, and they highlighted the T-E-N-N in bicentennial.
That is awesome.
It's really cool, yeah. The bicentennial is like, the B-I-C-E is smaller in red, and then it's big blue, 10, and then eel after it, yeah.
That's the kind of thing that makes a crossword constructor's heart skip a beat.
Or a license plate manufacturer. A California license plate that reads, out of time, deliberately longer than the maximum number of characters on a real California plate, appears on a time machine used in what 1980s and 1990s film trilogy?
Back to the Future?
Back to the Future is right, yes. That's the license plate of the DeLorean in Back to the Future. And over the course of filming, five different DeLoreans were used in the movies. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can pull over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase auto dealer. That's AUTODEALER. Change one letter to an N, then rearrange the result to spell two words, six letters and four letters, that you might see on a road sign. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the Washington Post, Games Magazine, the New York Times, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will be back in these same seats this time next week.
We will see you then, Ian.